Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I can't believe it's Monday. I hope you can, though. Anyway, welcome. And we're thankful that we're sponsored by Tanner Health System, a good, faithful, long-term sponsor. We have a very special program, one of the most enjoyable programs I do all year when we bring in the guys and the gals from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And with that, we're going to have a bunch in this morning, but we're going to start off with Mr. Jeff Hughes, Area Director. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Get you a little closer to that, Mike. And then Mike Wall, who's an area rep for FCA. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Steve.
Jeff, we've had a busy last couple of few months for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, so I think I'd like to just start out by kind of giving us a recap of what's been going on this summer.
Well, it's just been an amazing summer of ministry. We started really going back to March, where we have our annual our golf tournament, which raises money to help us send kids and coaches to camps. And so in June, we began our hectic summer of FCA camps. And so what happened is we end up sending eight teams from this region to various team camps. For example, we had four teams go to our FCA softball camp down in Columbus. That was Villarica, Carrollton, Mount Zion, and Heard County. They went down to Columbus for the softball camp. And then we had Central Wrestling, and who else was it, Mike? Wrestling?
I think that was it, at Wrestling.
No, Mount Zion. They also went to our wrestling camp up at Emmanuel College in Franklin Springs. And then we had about 24 students that we took to a leadership camp down at St. Simon's. And we had 10 coaches and their families go to a coaches camp or a coaches retreat also down at St. Simon's. In addition to that, our staff worked a lot of those camps. Mike served down at the softball camp, and he's also, we had some golfers go down to Sea Island and at Columbus for those golfing camps. Mike served at some of those camps. We also had Trey Scott, one of our area reps, work the captain's camp. And then we hosted the nation's largest FCA football camp at the University of West Georgia. There were three sessions of that, each with about 1,000 football players for each three-day session, and our staff worked those camps as well. So the summer camp was just one after another. I think there was a period of time over about 5 weeks that some of us didn't even sleep in our own bed for about, but maybe 3 or 4 days, because we were gone serving at these camps. And then as the summer began to wind down, we had some back-to-school events. We tried to get into our high schools, meet with the coaches, provide them with breakfast or some kind of dessert or refreshment during their pre-planning coaches' meetings when their administrators require a meeting of them. We tried to provide some kind of refreshment for them and then give them a little idea of what we want to do and help serve them. And we also helped host the softball leadoff dinner at Carrollton High School last Monday night, and then this past Friday night we hosted our annual back-to-school worship event at Midway Baptist Church called Kickoff for Christ, where we had around 600, maybe 700 kids and coaches come from all over our area.
Now, when was the Project Wildfire at the AMP? When was that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That was in April. The end of April, beginning of May sometime. I actually kind of forgotten about that, thinking about everything we did this summer. But it was a huge youth rally that we hosted at the AMP. Probably around 300 or 400 people came to it. And it was student-led. Students did the speaking. Students did the singing and worshiping. And it was an amazing night of worship there at the AMP in Carrollton.
Yeah. Jeff, you mentioned that about being the largest for all the FCA. So the FCA is a national organization, right?
Yes, it's the nation. It's actually the world's oldest and largest sports ministry.
Well, tell us a little more about it before we go to Mike. For those who don't know anything about Fellowship of Christian Athletes, what is it and what does it do?
Well, in 1954, there was a young basketball coach by the name of Don McClellan, and he's from Oklahoma, and he began to realize just how much influence athletes have. And he saw them endorsing products on the radio and TV. And he thought, you know, if we could get those athletes to use their influence to promote Christian values and Christianity, they would have a tremendous impact, because athletes and coaches, as you know, have a tremendous platform that others don't have. And so he actually approached Branch Rickey, who helped bring Jackie Robinson into the major leagues, and started talking to him, asked for a 5-minute meeting with Branch Rickey. And from that 5 minutes, it turned into a 5-hour meeting, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was born out of that meeting. And it started really in 1954, but the first FCA ministry event was in 1956 in a camp out in Colorado where they brought in professional athletes, college athletes, and began to challenge them to use their platform to point others to Christ. And so from that, FCA has just taken off. And the perhaps the fastest growing region in the United States is the Atlanta area, which we serve under that footprint.
Mike, you're an area representative for FCA. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you got involved.
Well, I've been in vocational ministry pretty much my whole life, or since graduating from college. God has just put that burden on my heart to serve and to live for Him. And I was at an area in my journey where it's kind of a time of God kind of rebuilding my life and kind of refreshing my life and preparing me for what the next step in my ministry would look like. And sitting at lunch one day, and hadn't seen Jeff in probably 3 or 4 years, and Jeff walks up to my table and at lunch and says the words that God's been putting you on my heart. I want to talk to you a little further about this ministry of FCA, and which was kind of a coincidence, because the day before I had somebody that some close friends of ours that had sent me an email that Jeff had spoken a Sunday school class about the ministry of FCA, and they sent me this email just saying, hey, as Jeff was speaking, all we could think about was you. Mm-hmm. This is a ministry that just seemed like it was prepared for you. So my wife and I began to pray about it. Jeff walks mm-hmm. up to the table the next day, kind of began the conversation. Began a 21-day fast with my wife as we got really kind of sought out God's leadership and God's desire for this ministry and what it would look like. And about day 7 of that fast, we knew what it looked like for us. And we finished out the 21-day fast, and the rest is history. Just God has been so good to us. God has been faithful to us, and He's provided for us, and just relationships have continued to grow and grow and grow, and now we're full bore in, and we love what we get to do. I also get to serve on staff at River Rock Community Church, on the staff there, and our church gets to partner with this amazing ministry of FCA and does so much together. So I'm thankful for what God's doing in our journey.
Jeff mentioned about sports, coaches, et cetera. It's really kind of a platform to share Christian values, Christian principles, and Christianity itself. How do you see sports interrelated to this ministry?
Oh, wow. I mean, as Jeff alluded to, you know, there's the influence of an athlete today in our society. Is just amazing. There's no more influential person in our society today than athletes. And you know, the goal of FCA is to reach the athlete, reach the coaches, because of the influence they have, and in turn, you know, it's kind of the domino effect. I carry a domino in my pocket. Preached a sermon yesterday at our church talking about our influence, and there's the influence until that first domino's pushed and it topples, and it influences the next domino and influences the next domino as you topple dominoes. It's just amazing the influence that these athletes have, and these coaches have. You know, Billy Graham said that a coach will influence more people in 1 year than most people will in a lifetime. And if we're reaching the influencers, then man, just the kingdom is at hand, and God's ready to do amazing work.
Our guest this morning, Jeff Hughes, Area Director of West Georgia Fellowship of Christian Athletes, along with Mike Wall, Area Representative. Stay with us. We'll be back, and we're going to be introduced to Amy Pointer and Trey Scott, but first this word from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org. Or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770 214-CARE.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. We got a very special program going on this morning. We got now four people in the studio. It just continues to grow, and I'm happy about that. We've talked to Jeff Hughes and Mike Wall with FCA, but we're now going to turn the microphone over to Trey Scott, who's an associate, I understand, and an area rep, but he's still, you're a junior at UWG, right?
Going to my senior year.
Go Wolves.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about your association with FCA, how you got involved, and what you're doing currently.
I got involved in high school. A coach told me that, hey, you're going to FCA camp in St. Simon, the one that we send our campers to. And that changed my trajectory on life. I got more involved in FCA and realized that, okay, this is something that's impactful to others. And so as I came to college, I was on my way to work and I saw the FCA office and I was like, okay, I got to go by and at least say, hey. I went by and told Mr. Jeff, hey, whatever you need me to do, I'll do. And from there, it's history. I've just been growing and growing and I'm happy they welcomed me into the family, so I appreciated that.
Well, now, I guess of everybody in this room, you've got the best perspective. What's it like on campus, or a university campus these days? What are the challenges? And I know what they were eons ago when I was on campus, but what are the current challenges and stresses and difficulties and problems that students face today on a university campus?
I would say the biggest challenge, which has been the biggest help, but the biggest challenge is technology. When we do have assignments due and can't turn them in because technology is not where it needs to be, that would be one of the biggest challenges we have. But just as a culture on campus, I think West Georgia's at a point where we're just needing to grow and come together as a family. I don't think there's any issue right now, but I just see that there's a potential to grow. And I've talked to many students, and they see that potential as well to grow and look forward to helping with that growth and setting up the next generation of Wolves that come through.
All right. Coach Amy Pointer. I guess we have a lot of coaches in the room, but we'll just Amy, welcome.
Thank you.
And you're associated with Bremen High School and have been for a while now, right?
Correct.
Head softball coach. How's the team doing, by the way, before we get in?
Well, they are doing well, but I'm no longer the coach.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
Well, we'll fix that on the website. But tell us your association with FCA and what it's meant in your life and how you see it as a really worthwhile ministry.
Oh, it's definitely worthwhile. I am coming on staff with FCA, so I am no longer teaching and coaching.
Okay.
The same camp that Trey went to as a student, I've attended as a coach for several years, and so that's really where God started to change my trajectory. And I never saw myself doing anything but teaching and coaching, which is something I passionately, dearly love. But I knew 3 years ago that my life was going to change. I just didn't know when. I didn't know how. When I left camp last summer, I told my husband, Nolan, I said, I'm about to move. I just know it. And so kind of a cool story. We left camp. My daughter was going into her senior season. I was going into my 10th year coaching and almost 15 years of teaching at that point. And so I just knew I wanted to stay connected to FCA, and God just really was like, you know, I knew this is where I needed to be, but I knew that I could not continue what I was doing to fulfill what I believed He was calling me to do. And He confirmed that over and over and over. And so One morning at church in late July, I was sitting there, and it was like the pastor was talking directly to me, and no one else was there. And the lady in front of me, who I'd worked with one time in children's church, and we were talking to hundreds of people. I attend Midway. And she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "I've just got a lot on my heart." And so I told her just briefly, and she said, "Do you know Jay Webb?" And what she didn't know is that I'd already called Jay Friday night and said, "I have to talk to you." And so we had set an appointment up Monday. And so just kind of went from there, and God has just really moved mountains and completely shifted my passion from what I was doing to this. And so I am going wide open right now. So
we asked Trey about students, but let me ask you about coaches. You know, culture's changed and times have changed a good bit.
Yes.
Isn't it harder now for a coach to openly share their faith and to instill character values in their athletes?
I believe it's harder, but I do believe passion is still passion, and I do believe that coaches still love is love. And so, you know, if you go into the coaching position, you know, willingly loving your kids and showing them that, even with the difficulties, you still have an opportunity to help change their life. And so I know every school culture is very different. Where we are, or where I have been at Bremen, we've been very fortunate because we are very family oriented. You know, coaches take their kids to practice, and we operated as a faculty and as a group very much together. And I believe lots of coaching groups are like that. It can be difficult because that fear is there, and you know, you're told not to do certain things, but you know, God is bigger than that. And so I was faced with that, and what surprised me was the reaction of my kids when I said, this is what we've been told, and the kids rallied around us, mm-hmm. and their faith came through. So, and that's what our community saw, so that's pretty awesome.
Jeff, let me just kind of continue on that theme, because last time you and I talked, well, I think we kind of joked around about the fact that they never took prayer out of schools. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't when I was there. I was praying more than you can imagine.
Every math test I had a prayer in school. I guarantee you that.
Exactly. Where do we stand currently in 2018 as far as bringing the gospel onto the campuses?
Well, the great thing is FCA is a school recognized club. So if you're going to have the future business leaders or the future farmers of America, if you say yes to those clubs, you have to say yes to FCA. And as a school-recognized club, the gospel can be presented through FCA. Now, what a coach cannot do, and a coach cannot use their influence during school time, during school hours, to preach or to share their faith with kids. But what they can do is set up opportunities for FCA to come on the campus, meet before or after school when the kids have an option to either opt in or opt out, and the gospel can be presented, and they can come to it or they can choose not to come to it. One of the things we do in the afternoons a lot on these hot days, we'll bring a bunch of popsicles to a team after the end of practice. Everybody can get a popsicle, and they can stay for a devotional or they can leave, but everybody gets a popsicle either way. We'd leave it up to the student to make that decision. So it's legal to do that, and as long as you follow the legal constraints, then, you know, there should be no problem.
All right, our guests this morning, we're now up to four. Jeff Hughes, area director, and then area reps, Trey Scott, Amy Pointer, and Mike Wall. I don't know who Mac is, Mike Wall. And we're talking about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll be back with more after this from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. And we're talking all things Fellowship Christian Athletes this morning, and delighted to have four individuals in the studio. Before the break, Amy, you mentioned something, and I'm sure all of y'all have multiple stories that have lives changed, lives impacted by FCA in the ministry. Amy, you have one that's on your heart kind of right now?
Yes. The camp that we were referring to a while ago, the leadership camp, we send kids to leadership camp from all of our schools, but it's something I was very honored to be a part of. I got to go and help with softball camp a few weeks ago, and so I had to go find huddle leaders to help these young ladies who, you know, are going through the grind. They're about to enter their season, and so I was able to reach out to several collegiate coaches and then some kids. And so I know players who have been to leadership camp, and I was able to reach out to them, and they got to serve as huddle leaders through FCA and to pour back into the kids that have walked in their shoes as players. And so many of these kids that have been to leadership camp that were huddle leaders have also attended the team camp. So they knew what the girls were going through, and they were able to share their faith. And when you're talking kid to kid, or, you know, a young person to a young person, their message oftentimes is much more well received. And mm-hmm. so that's just giving them an opportunity to share their faith, which, of mm-hmm. course, glorifies mm-hmm. God.
Mike, I guess you've kind of seen similar type things where you minister to someone and they end up later on, you see them mm-hmm. ministering to others. How does that work?
Yeah, this is one of the things I love about the ministry of FCA is that when many of our Christian students go on campuses, they're not really sure who the other Christian students are many times. And this is, I love the ministry of FCA because it's an organization that gives this opportunity for students to come together. And to not only just to know who each other are, but to hold each other in accountability, to walk with each mm-hmm. other through their journey and through their faith stories, and then to know, you know, it's good to know who has my back, who's going out there and sees their school as a mission field, as opportunities to share the gospel, and that's what we get to do as a staff. We just get opportunities to invest in these young students. To see life change and to see them go into their campuses and just be salt and be light and make a difference for the kingdom. So there's so many countless stories of how students are leading students to the cross, and we're thankful that we get to be a small part of that as God, you know, consumes these campuses.
You use the word accountable, and that's true of all Christians, to hold one another accountable, and I would say particularly so on the campuses today, correct?
Right, yes, yeah. I need accountability in my life, even as a 51-year-old. I know I look only 35, but I need accountability. I need somebody, you know, that's always investing in me. I need mentors still in my life, and to have each other, these students to have each other, and to hold each other up and to be there for each other is so crucial, especially in these high school years.
Trey, you mentioned earlier, you know, UWG, we all know, is growing in terms of numbers, but I think you mentioned that we kind of need to come together as families.
Yes.
How can FCA and other believers on campus, how can they contribute to that family atmosphere?
I would say the biggest thing, like Mr. Mike mentioned, is holding each other accountable. That's one thing I know I've struggled with throughout my college journey is finding people to hold me accountable in that aspect. And we have different avenues in ministry that are very, really effective. But for those that are not necessarily involved in that, to hold each other accountable in that aspect. And also, I think one thing that's deficient is our college students that have church homes. Mm-hmm. I know that's one of my biggest struggles since I've been in college is finding a church home. And so I think one thing that there's a possibility of growth there is helping college students, freshmen as they come in, hey, here are the different church options and different churches and where they are to help them grow and have that accountability as well.
Jeff, in your printed publication, you mentioned, and let me just read these stats, and I'll get you to comment. In America, 69% of the people ages 18 to 29 will never go to church. In America, 67% of the people ages 18 to 29 will never read the Bible. In West Georgia, only 14 to 20% of young people attend church on a regular basis. How do you deal with these kind of percentages? Here you are, a Christian ministry, and so many people are unchurched and have no exposure, really, to the gospel or to Christianity.
Well, it just shows that in America, you know, it's one of the largest mission fields in the world. I think we have a love for materialism, and somehow that quest for materialism is is taken over, and we just don't worship God as perhaps generations before us did. And so you can see with the decline in church attendance, and that means fewer people are hearing the gospel. But the greatest thing is that although we have some great churches here in West Georgia, most of the kids are not going to church, but they all have to go to school. And when they get there, they often find the most influential people are the coaches and the athletes. And that's who we're trying to minister to and through to reach the entire campus. So that it's wide open. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to go onto a campus to reach the kids, because the kids aren't coming to church, so we're going to go try to reach them where they are.
How long have you been doing this?
I've begun my seventh year.
Well, for the first time, it looks like you've got a fall fundraising event plan, correct?
That's correct, Steve. FCA is a faith-based ministry, which means we have to trust God 100% for the funds to do the ministry. You know, there's an old saying that the gospel is free, but ministry is expensive. And there's two ways that most nonprofits and ministries are funded. One is through donations, and to be donor-based, donor-driven, and the other is event-based or event-driven. We prefer to be donor-driven, but as our ministry has grown and as our staff has grown, our needs have grown, and so we've had to resort to trying to find an additional revenue through a fall fundraising event. And it's the first one's coming up in October of this year, October 9th. We're bringing comedian Jeff Foxworthy to Midway Baptist Church, and Jeff's going to do a show for us, and from the proceeds of that will go to help fund the increasing needs of the ministry.
I've got the flyer in front of me, and we're going to run out of time, but let me read, if I could, for those who don't, I can't imagine anyone not knowing who Jeff Foxworthy is, but let me read this real quick. He's one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country, the largest selling comedy recording artist in history. That's pretty remarkable. A multiple Grammy Award nominee and the best-selling author of more than 26 books. I'd like to interject here. He went to Georgia Tech. Just want to make note. Jeff has starred in numerous television shows, most recently hosting the American Bible Challenge. He's creator of the wildly successful Blue Collar Comedy Tour and three concert films and a television show of the same name. He's widely known for his redneck jokes. His acts go well beyond that to explore the humor in everyday family interactions and human nature, a style that's been compared to Mark Twain. And he looks a little bit like Mark Twain right there, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, so this is October 9th, and so are tickets on sale now?
Yes, you can get tickets at our website, www.westgeorgia, and you spell out the word Georgia, westgeorgiafca.org. Or you can buy them at the Squire Shop and or Office Inc. Plus. The tickets are $75, $100, and $150. And for sponsorships, packages are available. They can be all explained on the website. And those sponsorships, many of them include dinner and meeting and a meet and greet with Jeff Foxworthy.
Okay. Well, that's pretty exciting. I mean, he's really a big name. And so all you did was make a phone call, and he said, sure.
Well, it was a little more detailed than that, but I will say this. You know, some people were saying, oh, $75 is a lot of money. We agree it is. But if you were to go to Atlanta to see him, you'd be paying at least that for the tickets, the parking, probably have to meet, have a meal, and then drive back from Atlanta. So we're hoping to have people get behind us. And you can get the tickets at Office Inc. Plus and the Squire Shop or online.
All right, our thanks this morning to Jeff Hughes, Area Director of West Georgia Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and particularly they made the trip down here to the studios, Trey Scott, UWG Go Wolves, and Amy Porner is an area rep, and Coach Mike Wall, Coach Mike Wall, area rep for FCA. We thank you, lady and gentlemen, for coming in, and you know, God bless, and keep going.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you having us.
Thank you for listening to The Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health Systems, WLBB, Carrollton.